Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
It's Spike's Car Radio. That's right. That's the applause button. We're here recording with the new Zoom PodTrack P8, and it's got a bunch of little buttons here. I have so much control. It should already sound different and crisp to you on this beautiful Wednesday. Zuckerman is here. Johnny Lieberman is here. Go ahead, talk so we can hear
hello,
you.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Seldom Ranked But Never in Doubt, starring...
See, I can just mute Zuckerman now when he goes off on a tangent I don't want to hear. I just turned him off. He has no microphone.
Am I back?
You're back now, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, but you wanted me to do that.
I did, but I'm just demonstrating my capabilities. The downside for me is I've got these headphones on, which I feel a little disconnected from you guys.
You look ridiculous.
I think we all need headphones as a solution.
I can do that. Yeah. I have all of these outputs, but I don't have a Hangar 50. This is the first round of equipment they bought.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, what do you think? You want to wear headphones? Would you wear headphones, Zuckerman?
I don't care.
I mean, I used to manage a radio station, and everyone on air needs to have headphones.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get you guys some headphones.
Yes.
You know, we have, I'm trying to think, we had a company that was sending us headphones.
Those are those ear things.
No, there was another one. There was, they're Harman Kardon.
That's a good company.
Harman Kardon.
Kardon.
It's also a good company.
Are they the Volvo company?
Well, they make every new car here has a Harman system, whether or not it says so.
Bang & Olufsen. It was Harman Kardon. Yeah. I'm fairly certain.
The Burmeister, that's Harman Kardon. Like everything.
Yeah, so they have different names to fool us, right?
Like Brembo actually makes basically every brake there is on a European car is actually a
Why
Brembo.
Don't we make our own headphones called Meats? And they're made out of meat, so they look like lamb chops on the side of your head.
See, you make a bad joke, I just played a sound effect that the sad trombone. By the way, I'm going to reload all of these with better ones. These are just the ones that came in. But we're going to do the Zuckerman. We're working on all of the Zuckerman stuff. Jack is going to work on that. And then I have to figure out how to load these things. I should say that. Our show today is sponsored by DraftKings, EveryPlate, Policy Genius, and Blue Chew.
Yeah. Sweaty and ready with Blue Chew.
Yeah, and I have a little drum kick right now. Those are really corny sound effects to play, but they we're going to put some real stuff in there. I think some Allman Brothers cues. Anyway, how are you guys? It's good to be here chatting with you. Now that we're the number one podcast in many countries except the United States.
Hey, man, India, that's 1.5 billion people.
Right, and this all started on a Saturday night, right, with...
Bucker.
Yeah, Jeff Glucker was posting, and I spoke about this a little yesterday on the Smoking Tire, so if you heard me there, forgive me. But he has started a podcast, and he was excited to get his ratings, and he had this service. And I realized, geez, we've been doing this for 4 years. I don't have a rating service.
By the way, his podcast is a decade old. It's the Hooniverse podcast.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so
yeah,
that was
yeah,
it. Yeah. Well, we're fans. We love Jeff Glucker.
Of course.
So, you know, watching the baseball games, you know, between innings, I signed up and found out in the last 30-day ratings, you remember how we were number one in 4 countries? Now we're number one in about 10 countries. New Zealand, Lebanon, United Arab Emirates, Croatia, Slovenia, Malta, India, Qatar, Iceland, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Greece, Norway, Bahrain, and Guatemala, I already said. And then not so bad number twos, like from South Africa to Sweden and the rest of it, and Ireland, you know, where I am a citizen.
What did you think
about this list?
Okay, I have trouble believing it because I'm skeptical. I've always felt 3 people listen to this and they DM
and
us.
Two of them are here.
Right. So what I
Rip
want...
Rip that mic tight because we can hear your thinging.
My claws.
Yeah,
I want is people from these countries where we're number one.
Yes.
Slovenia, Qatar, other places to message us, DM at Zuckerman or Spike Ferriston and say, yes, indeed, we are in these countries and we're listening. Lieberman, too. But I want to know.
Yes.
I want to hear from somebody in these countries confirming this.
I think you're right. You know, some of it, I think, can be explained by the car matchmaker syndication, which I get a report quarterly. And that show is around the world in a lot of those countries. It does not, to me either, Zuckerman, add up to actual listens to this podcast. So if I
can offer a counter, when I went to Bahrain, it was like I was an actual celebrity, like could not walk across a room without 3 guys grabbing me and being like, oh, I love you. I love your videos. Da, 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 da. Like it was the craziest thing of my life. Like it was,
in Bahrain.
Okay.
In
Bahrain. But this is a room with 20 people that are all car people. So
it's a country that's all car people.
How many people are in that country?
I don't know. Not many, but they're all car people. At least the ones that speak English.
I don't understand how someone from Slovenia is going to understand what we're saying.
Well, everybody speaks English.
Well, there's a lot of Porsche folks there.
Everyone speaks English. But
In fact, I got some DMs from Slovenia last night, weirdly, from a friend of mine who's there, and there's a thriving Porsche community.
But we speak in it.
But let's talk about where we're not doing well and see how we can do better there. And some of it I don't care about, like the French.
We're
number 9 in France.
Well, look, the French don't speak English. That's pretty
good. We're number 9 in the United Kingdom.
Okay, that sucks.
That's
yeah.
strange.
Yeah.
You would think those guys would like us.
Dicks.
They're a bunch of, they eat too much, they drink too much, and they like to be funny. That would seem to be the right milieu for us.
And they also want to get whipped by their school teachers and get clothespins on their nipples. And,
oof.
Well, here, there are 4 countries that were number 9. Denmark, France, Malaysia, and United Kingdom. I think we should focus on one.
Yeah, the UK.
Denmark. Well, you like their butter.
I do. It's great butter. But no, UK, that's a big English-speaking country.
Yeah, I mean, that's the home of Top Gear. We've got Chris Harris there. Maybe that's why. They've got very popular automotive guys there who aren't as half-assed as us.
There's that. And also, like, the Brits like the British take on cars because they drive differently than we do.
Saloons and estates and whatnot. Yes.
Is that what that means? What's a British take on a car?
Always rooting for the home team.
Like, exactly.
I don't particularly pull for. I mean, I want Corvette to be the best sports car it can be.
Yeah, just don't tap your finger on that. It's very sensitive.
That's really sensitive.
Yeah, it's super sensitive. Okay, you got to grip it and pretend you're the mic stand.
Right.
I'll get us mic stands for the next one.
But I'm not. If a German car is better than an American car, I'm going to say the German car is better. I'm never going to pull a punch to protect the flag. Whereas I feel, having read a lot and consumed a lot of British automotive media, they kind of do that.
They always throw in something weird.
This is how
Bristol or some other home
this
brand
how we're getting
that shouldn't
them,
exist.
Now, this now how we're getting 10, them back?
Now we're 10.
You're trashing them.
We're number 11.
I'm a Range Rover fan. I like Land Rovers.
I love British cars.
What's that? I have a Triumph Bonneville.
I've spent over a year of my life in England. I love the country, but yeah, it's going to be a hard
I love London. I don't when I was there, I felt like they needed to import ventilation. The concept of ventilation.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Germany. That's Germany.
And my sister lives in London. Oh. So I know we have one kind of listener there.
I hope she doesn't.
Okay, and to my English or British listeners, I would like nothing better than an early XJ, particularly an XJC, a two-door XJ in a great color, a great interior. There's something about that car. Please find me one.
I'm playing sad trombone right now. Okay, here we go.
Is that sad trombone? Yeah. Is that the one?
Yeah. Said you should load that up. It was preloaded.
Fantastic.
It was sent to everybody, but we'll find a better one. I think we need some festive cues, like some mariachi, I think would be nice. Some give me the monies, some out of context Zuckerman. Will, our producer, is already working on those. He's pulling them from previous shows. Maybe all of us going, Blue Chew.
Swiggins.
Swiggins, let me do an ad. We got lots of racing fans. DraftKings Sportsbook has a formula racing no-brainer that's bound to put you in a victory lane. New customers at DraftKings can bet $1 on this Sunday's Grand Prix in Austin, Texas, and win $100 in free bets. If any driver finishes a lap when the last race you saw where all 20 drivers didn't loop the track at least once, what does that mean? Did I read that with completely bad grammar?
I think it means, like, circle the track, not loop. Loop is like a spin out. I think it means if they... I'm not sure.
He's saying $100 in free bets if any driver finishes a lap.
Okay, that's pretty good. I mean,
$100.
That's good.
If Sportsbook isn't available free in your state yet, you can get it in on the action at DraftKings free-to-play pools. All customers get a free shot at $5,000 in total prizes. Just answer a handful of questions about what you think will happen during the race and follow along. You track your results. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code SPIKE911. Bet $1 on this Sunday's Formula Racing Grand Prix and win $100 in free bets if any driver finishes a lap.
I mean, that sounds like they're going to get the $100 to everyone who bets a dollar.
That's promo code SPIKE911 for this no-brainer at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey. IN, is that Indiana and Pennsylvania only? New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit for free bet. This is where you're supposed to read that thing for. One per customer, restricted supply. See DraftKings.com/gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I don't think my dad ever called 1-800-GAMBLER. He dialed 1-800. I'm going to keep gambling. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to COTA the day before the race to drive the Pagani Huayra R, which is the Huayra with the Zonda R motor. And then I leave before the race. It's gonna be awesome.
I just gave you a sad trombone.
Why is that a sad trombone?
You should take your hand. You're mocking us, Ferriston, and I may jump across the table and strangle you.
So happy that I have more control like this.
I am
going to
bring my own little noise thing. I have a noise
I could
maker.
Hook up another. If you want to order one of these, I could hook you one up and then you could hit buttons.
We'll have dueling soundboards.
Yeah, we'll never say a word. We'll just go, wah, wah.
This is, may I remind you, this is Spike's Car Radio, not Zuckerman's Car Radio.
Yeah, but
I'm seizing control like the Nazis.
Nazi, you are a Nazi.
Anyways, all right, here, let's talk about some news here, because I thought this was interesting, and it plays into what Johnny Lieberman drove today. The German automakers, they're talking about Porsche, electric Taycan model is outselling the 911 and the Tesla Model S. Porsche's
holy
first
shit.
Electric cars outperforming Tesla. Let's see. The model line has outsold the Tesla Model S and X by a better than 2-to-1 margin through the first three quarters of 2021, which saw the brand's overall sales rise 13%. Porsche delivered 28,000-plus Taycans, which are offered as a sedan and a wagon globally, compared to 13,185 Tesla Model S sedans and Model X SUVs, which are bundled together in Tesla's report.
Can I...
What do you guys think of that?
Well, it's
stunning.
No, not really, because...
And the 911.
They're leaving out the fact that in 2020, Tesla sold 206,000 Model 3s. And the next closest, in the U.S. only, and the next closest premium car was the Lexus RX, which was like just over 100,000.
Well, they were putting the Model Y out. That's what they were doing.
Well, but they
had stopped production on the Model
X. But that's not even counting the Model Y. Yeah, the Model X wasn't in production. The Model S is also 9 years old. Sorry.
Just keep it down.
Don't have it so close to your mouth.
It sounds like it.
So, yes, the Model S and X, but like asterisk that like crazy. Like there was
no availability. Let's set that aside. Yeah. And I don't disagree with you there. I think you're right. That's they're hyping the stats and not getting the whole story. It outsold the 911.
But is that partially because they can't make enough 911s right now? What is – no?
Well, I would say it's because you're comparing a two-door, basically two-seat car to a, you know, four-door or five-door sedan wagon. So lots more people have a use for a four-door than they do for a two-door sports car.
I'm just wondering what the real number of sales would be if we didn't have this chip nonsense going on.
That's fair. That's fair.
Well, one of the reasons that Tesla is surging right now – the stock is surging, Zuckerman.
Did you get another dividend?
It's because
– look at his green little face. You should put a ka-ching. Do you have ka-ching on that?
I did not, but I was thinking about
there's
it.
An
I know there's one
applause.
Coming.
Yeah.
That somehow Musk has got has access to microchips more than the other manufacturers, and today that stock just surged. That just surged.
I don't know how that's true, but that stock surges for all.
Well,
kinds
that's
of crazy
a verified
reasons.
Story in the newspapers. That is,
he
that's
has
true.
More
that,
chips.
That's why his stocks.
I have
stock
all
is
the
surging.
Chips.
Has the chips.
It's like the poker table up,
and that's why it's going. But it's kind of scary, though. I mean, you know, we've talked about this, and I won't belabor the point. But the excitement is in electric and in Porsche. You just see it. It's just going to happen, whether you like it or not, Zuckerman, or anybody else does. The Taycan is now outselling the 911.
You know what the sexiest job of 2021 is? Supply chain management.
Ooh.
A non-thought of, imagine if you were somewhere important in the supply chain. You had things, right? You had chips.
I got a container,
I know
baby.
A guy. Yeah. I know a guy in the supply chain. Suddenly, something we never thought about is so important.
Wow, your voice sounds so good right now.
Really?
He's still putting it into his beard, and I'm having to calm him down.
Please
but,
don't put your beard on that mic. Because
I'm going to name these.
Yeah,
I will.
Mics,
you know, you,
I don't
you
want...
have like 70% of a beard. Like, there's nothing.
I have some.
I know, but
gristle.
See, I gave him the note once, and see how he's got it down by his stomach there. These mics.
I got to be down here.
It's all my fault, Johnny. I will get you headphones, and you'll hear that as you do this.
I have a boomy voice too.
No. This Will sent me these new mics. They are ultra sensitive.
Too sensitive.
I know. We have to get
spit guards and.
I have those. The windscreens are for outside, but this is more. But we need a stand because you can't touch these things anymore. But you guys sound so crisp. And so, like yourself,
apple-like, crisp,
it's delightful.
Like an apple.
Yeah, I like it. It's great. It's hopefully what I'm hearing here then moves on.
If
to
you
the
hit
show.
Record,
huh?
If you figured out how to hit record,
there's a very good chance that I don't know what I'm doing with all of this. But you know, I went to school for this stuff: Berklee College of Music, sound recording, and music recording and engineering. And I found delightfully. I was up last night worried about this show, because this is the first time I've used this board and all 8 tracks. When I got up early this morning to play with it because I couldn't sleep, I was having so much fun. Everything was so intuitive and easy. This isn't an ad for Zoom, but boy, if you have a podcast, this Zoom pod track stuff, the P4, the P8, they are outstanding. They're intuitive. They're easy to use. Fantastic. What else do you need?
Money.
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 I'll tell you what you
Tesla
need.
Stock.
You need Blue Chew. That's right. They're still with us. We're doing good, gentlemen. Fall is here, and we could all use a stiff breeze. That's right.
We have to keep saying that, though.
I said it. You didn't say it.
I don't like hearing it.
Guys, confidence can take you far in life. It can also help you in the bedroom, especially when it comes time to step up to the plate. Ooh, baseball. You see, it's a baseball analogy. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablet form at a fraction of a cost. You can take them anytime, day or night. Take them while you're sleeping, so you can plan ahead. Honey, what are you chewing on? Is that, how's your steak? Nothing. That's my Blue Chew. Whenever the opportunity arises, the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers. And what that means, because I've done this, is you, a hot girl comes on the screen and flirts with you. And once you're approved by this hot girl doctor, who you just want to stay online with, she's her own form of Blue Chew, you'll receive your prescription within days. And it's true. The best part, it's all done online, so no doctor's visits, no doctor's office, no awkward conversations. It was a pleasant conversation, actually, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA at the Necco Wafer Factory. No, that's not true. And prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet packet. Necco Wafers, New England. You remember those guys?
They still have them.
They
Bill
do.
The Malibu yeah. Kitchen sells them.
They used to.
Not anymore?
No, all of that hand candy is supply chained out. They can't get anything.
It's been replaced by Blue Chew.
Yes, get your Blue Chew. Lead
Should we fill
pen.
Those little canisters full of Blue Chew for yes. the children?
Yes.
Okay, quiet. Don't. Let's not riff. We're getting ourselves into trouble. All right, here's all you have to do, guys. If you want to try Blue Chew for free, that's right. Try this Blue Chew for free. All you have to do is use our promo code SPIKE911 at checkout. You just pay for the shipping, which is $5. So you go to BlueChew.com, you sign up for your free sample, use the promo code SPIKE911, you get your first month free. And it's just $5 for shipping. I don't even think I paid $5. I don't. It just came. I couldn't stop it. BlueChew.com, thank you for sticking with us.
You do need flavors, Spike.
A Blue Chew flavor?
They need a flavor better than the flavor they got.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. They could have root beer. What other flavors would we suggest?
Taffy.
whatever the kids like. Strawberry lemonade.
Boner flavor.
What is scotch?
Scotch flavor.
Yeah.
Why?
Know your demo.
But then wouldn't you maybe eat them like candy all the time? And
okay. The one I had, and maybe it's just me, but it tasted like...
Yeah? Yeah, like well, what? Like a sweet tart, right?
I was hoping a little for sweet. Something more flavorful.
Right.
What if it?
Right.
What if it was like one of those burst candies?
Well, in a sense,
it is like a burst candy.
Nicotine flavor.
Blue Chew. Thank you. All right, it's time for What's Johnny Driving?
Forget about the Taycan. Get the Audi version. This is the RS e-tron GT. It's the same platform as the Taycan. I am so freaking in love with this thing. It is the Lucid might drive as well or maybe a touch better, but I need more time with it. But this thing is such a good car. Needs a bigger battery, but it's gorgeous. People have been coming up like, "What is that?" It's just, I don't know. This is the one. This is the first super desirable EV that I've driven.
And which one is it? I'm so confused by what they're
yeah,
putting
their,
out.
The Audi
e-tron GT?
This is the one that they brought to the illicit car show.
Okay.
They roped it off.
Yep.
We had the world debut of it.
This is what shut down
this
our car show.
This is what got
show.
It shut down. And
yes.
It was worth it, it turns out. It's so good. Anyways, it's called... So the e-tron GT is the car. This is the RS version, so 637 horsepower version. First EV that I've just loved driving. I don't even care that it's an EV. It's just like, it's so, you put in dynamic and it's just, the steering's dialed in. It's the first Audi I've ever driven that doesn't understeer, that isn't an R8. You blink and you're going 80 miles an hour. I was seeing like over 130 up in the canyons. The thing is just, it's insane. I'm in love.
130?
Just the microphone.
Yes, over.
You're just making a lot of mic noises.
Look, this is...
Yeah, but when you wiggle the cord like
right,
that,
I'm
it's sorry. Making a
I'm
lot of
I'm just so excited by the Audi.
But I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, please
I have
ask.
Lots
please
of
ask.
Questions. Yeah. You know, the well, basic
real
stuff.
Real quick, one downside, needs a bigger battery.
Okay, so, yeah. Well, that was the first question.
Yeah.
You charge it up overnight,
yeah.
And then what do you have in the morning ready to go?
The best you'll see is like 258. EPA says 230, the way I drive, half, you know.
So, And you know how they don't let you or suggest you don't charge the battery 100%. So you get this range. Like I have the Tesla Model Y today and it can go to 330, but they say only charge it to 80%. Is that the same here? So what number is that?
No one told me anything, and I just did a road trip, so I did 100%. You know,
you do 100%, right?
I did, but most of the time, honestly, I was doing 80% just because I don't have a charger at my house. So on the the Electrify America fast charger, it'll go from like 20% to 80% in like 12 minutes because it is an 800-volt electrical system, so double what the Tesla is. So that's just basically like the pipe that takes the electricity in is twice as fat.
Right.
Charges faster than a Tesla does, given the same kilowatts. But
where is that charging network?
This one's a mile from my house. It's next to the Ralph's. This morning before I got here, dropped the kid off, went to Ralph's, did shopping, came out. It was at, I parked it at 38%. It came out, it was 82%.
And how long?
It's just a shopping trip. $150 worth of groceries.
That's about the same as the Tesla, though.
Yeah.
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 So how is it faster? Is it faster when it's at home?
Well, that was on 150 kilowatts, so it would probably be double if there was a 400-volt car charging on it. Because this is 800, it'll be twice as quick.
Right.
So.
Right.
This is a theory. I wasn't comparing them. We could take your car and this car and charge them next to each other, but it charges quick.
It's not about that. It's about this charging network, this support, when you want to do a trip.
I drove to Morro Bay and back. I was charging a lot. But it was doable. I never ran out or anything or never came close to running out. I think I got in to Pismo with like 11% left. And part of that was because the Audi said that there was chargers in Morro Bay, and at like 8 at night, with a screaming 4-year-old, I tried to find them, and both of them weren't actually there. So I had to charge in the morning, and I got there with 11%, but it was fine.
Did
Richard charge his underwear?
No, he was actually only at your house.
I love your kid.
He's a great kid. Something about your house just brings shit.
I know,
out of
and I want
we haven't been together since that. No, I guess we haven't.
We haven't, and your wife got mad about this, but I think that Richard is a hero, and he's such a likable kid, and that was so much fun for everybody.
The best part, though, the next day he was like, Zuckerman.
Okay, here's what you need him to train him to do this. You say, who's the man? Zuckerman.
Oh,
okay, that's what I want to hear out of that kid. And then we can put that as a sound cue.
Who's the man, Zuckerman?
Yes.
Probably won't be that.
I can do it.
I'll teach him to say something else about Zuckerman.
It should all be glorifying Zuckerman. Is that what you want, Zuckerman?
I think it'll be like, Zuckerman, fuck your rug.
How about just the sound of him pooping on the carpet? That would be pretty good.
Oh, you have that sound?
He was... All right. Anyways, the Audi. Very nice. Very nice EV.
It was a fantastic show. I don't think I've been so entertained in years of doing shows.
I've actually never seen you with more joy.
I know, like, the one thing I kind of know is, like, the comedic potential of things.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just knew we had the ingredients for a delicious cake when Zuckerman was like, he cares about his house and we're bringing a 4-year-old that none of us are watching. And then you hand him a plate of jelly. And go. Be careful with that.
But what the audience didn't see was the way we were sitting was Spike could see the kid.
Yeah,
I'm looking at LA. Zuckerman's back's to it. So when Richard walked up with no pants, your eyes lit up.
I was so happy,
as if the blue chew doctor was bottomless. And your face, Zuckerman, was just sheer unadulterated terror. When Spike's like, he's got no pants on.
My wife was just like, what is wrong with you guys?
Everything.
Why not hire a babysitter? What do you mean you gave him jelly and put him in front of a TV? Of course.
Eat this with your hand.
It never works when we bring family.
Bill criticized us. Bill of the Malibu Kitchen said you sounded like a bunch of frat boys.
He says that a lot about us.
What frat are we in?
I don't know.
Worst frat.
We try to be as honest about our experiences as we can with our audience, and we like that, right? And sometimes if you're telling your audience what's happening right at this moment.
Hey, look, tell Bill who's number one in Malta, not Bill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not Bill.
Yeah, we love Bill. I didn't get out to the Malibu Kitchen this weekend.
Neither did I.
But I heard the lot opened up earlier at 10 o'clock. We're going to be out there. Jay said he was going to be out there this Sunday, so we'll be out there around 10 o'clock again. I don't know what I'll have. Nice. So Zuckerman, I've been driving your white GT2 RS.
What do you think?
Spectacular, and it kind of leads into this conversation I wanted to have about these cars. The car is incredible.
What about the brakes?
The brakes are the brakes, right?
They squeak,
depending on their
atmospherics.
I think the atmospherics, yeah. If there's a lot of water in the air or not, they squeak more or less, and I don't know.
They're carbon. They need heat.
But listen to this.
Get on them.
Here's a story, gentlemen, and you'll understand why the GT2 RS plays into this. Financially, right now, folks, your car is behaving more like your home, bringing new opportunities and hard-to-foresee risks. This was in the newspaper, I think in the Wall Street Journal today. Used vehicle prices have broken records in the last 12 months, with inflation running at an unprecedented 24%, according to official data. This is painful for car buyers, but there is a less discussed flip side. It's a great time if you own cars like the GT2 RS, Zuckerman. The biggest risk in the situation currently is simply uncertainty. Nobody knows what's going on. Nobody has experienced a car market like this ever. Can you believe that? What unexpected outcome it leads to, no one knows. Rising asset prices have a way of appearing mainly to create winners. Losers tend to crop up further and down the road. How about that? So, you know, when we sold the Chalk GT2 RS, what did we sell that for? $290? Didn't we just offload it to Dean?
And I think we left $100,000 on the table.
Well, we didn't leave $100,000 on the table.
Not at that point.
That was the market.
And now
look at this market, what, 10 months later?
Yeah.
You're right. They're up at $390. So I'm driving your GT2 RS and saying, you know, what do you do, Zuckerman? Do you get rid of this car now? You can make some money on it. What was the sticker on a GT2 RS? I forget.
I think
low 300s?
About three.
I think out the door we were in the low threes when we paid taxes.
This is the white one, right?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to any of this.
But it's really a buy. There are two questions, I guess, I'm proposing to you. There's a buy, a market question, and then there's just the value of the GT2 RS to the Porsche community.
I really wish I did have a crystal ball. If I had a crystal ball, I'd be using it right now.
But what do you think? Take a guess.
If somebody came along and said, I'll give you $400,000 for that car, they can have it. They can just have it. And I love it. I don't know if in the long run I'm going to miss that car. It's a fantastic car. They're never going to make another car like that. But will I really miss that car?
Well, with the electric stuff just bearing down on us, isn't that significant all of a sudden? Doesn't this become like a 918?
I have so many cars. It's all right. I can let things go. I can cash out. I'm rebuilding a house in Malibu, okay? I'm still building that house from the fire. If somebody comes along, with that sad noise? Make a sad noise.
$400,000 would pay for the driveway.
Right.
So, I know, but I understand, and I totally get it. But I'm starting to think the GT2 RS is a very significant car.
I think it is a very significant car. The thing is, at this current moment, and this is just a very subjective thing, I'm liking my old stuff. The more that the world is uncertain, the more that the world is a terrible place, which I think it is. The world's a horrible place and the planet is dying.
Put on your captain's hat.
Yes.
Except for Nicaragua.
Yes.
And India.
And Christ. I mean,
and UAE.
There's no good news. Inflation is going up.
This is the last stage before an old man dies.
Yes,
but they decry the world.
Get him the hat. Where's the hat?
It's all over. Yeah. Kids. It's all over.
I'm happy. Listen, I'm driving my 67S. And I haven't had a chance to drive it really since Marco helped me with the transmission with some rod or something else. He rebuilt the transmission. This car is so wonderful when it's 72 degrees outside. I am having such a great time in this car. I am so glad it's 54 years old. It is like, compared to anything today, it's like driving really a Budweiser can with an engine. It's so light. It's so charming.
I think with the GT2 RS, it's a bet right now. And here's the bet. We don't know, as we sit here today, if they are going to make a new one. They may.
They are. 992. They are.
You think they are?
I mean, they're going to make a huge horsepower 911 with a gas motor and a lot of turbos.
And that'll be the end of it.
I don't know what they call it, but they're going to make, there'll be something.
Something ridiculous.
Oh, that's
something
exciting.
If I regret something.
Well, Zuckerman will do that.
Yeah, we will do that. I wish I should have kept my 4.0. That's the car I should have kept.
Can I?
I think that's more significant. Yeah, but no.
So Porsche did this thing a few months back in December. Jesus, it's almost a year. they brought out 996 GT3, the 4.0, the 997 GT2 RS, the 911 R, and the
I remember the
GT2 RS. Yes. Okay. So all those, and I did 25 laps in each car. It was the most ridiculous, privileged day of my life. The 4.0 was the best, but a real close second place was the GT2 RS. I went in liking it the least. I was like, it's just too much power. But it really is. But you have to drive it like an absolute maniac.
Yes.
And you get warmed up at about 15 laps, you know. But like, my God, is it just, it's such a great driving machine. It's so good. So, yeah, $400,000, sure, take it. On the other hand, like, wow, it is a wonderful, wonderful automobile.
Yeah, I mean, Zuckerman, I've taken a couple drives in it, and I've lost my mind.
All right, so question. I have a Speedster, and I have the GT2 RS. So I have the 991 Speedster, GT2 RS. Which one of those, if you had to keep one, or you'd keep the Speedster?
Speedster is just... What an amazing! It's probably going to be the only convertible the GT division ever does. Again, for like living in California, it's the perfect Southern California car. The top is so good, you know. It's a hard top when the top is up. It's a beautiful convertible. It's a manual with that motor. Like you got to keep that.
You're making a scowly, ugly face, Ferris.
Yeah, you don't get rid of either one. You wait. Ooh. Just sit and wait. Ooh. Right now. When they have. He's handsy. We got to get him a mic stand. I have to turn him down.
He needs a diaper and a bib.
Yeah, I got it. Once I get him headphones, he'll understand what it sounds like.
If nobody looks, if any of our listeners don't know Johnny Lieberman.
He's pulling a cup next to it now. He's doing everything I asked him not to do.
He's like a creature from Where the Wild Things Are.
Just grip the microphone and stop doing this. When you do that.
In Yiddish, they would call you sitting on spilkis. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I know what that means.
Yes, spilkis, ants.
What is this little... Sorry, guys, for all this.
Now, that's going to sound great.
What is that, though? Why is there an elastic?
It goes right here on the globe of the mic. You fucked up already, Ferrison.
You would attach like a foamy with it. It's like a thing. We need foamies. Those reduce spit.
I have foamies. They're called windscreens, and they're for outdoor use. This is very crisp. This is very nice.
No, if you see a broadcast studio... as you would know, because you went to Berklee College of Music.
If you see a broadcast,
if you see
you who've been on TV,
then you know
for 30 years.
Do you have foam on the mic
to school
to
for
prevent
this?
Spit noises? Yes, you do. You have spit screens.
Have compression and other electronic things that are taking care of that.
You ever done VO? I did a lot of VO. You have a lot of stuff over the metal.
This is not VO.
If you knew anything about
this,
broadcasting.
Is VO.
I know
radio broadcasting. Zuckerman Radio.
Never mind.
You just know how, kill him. Do you have a gunshot sound?
Yes. It sounds beautiful. Just don't do that. I will get us stands. Okay. That is my mistake. Okay. And if such stand will give us a little distance windscreen, I might do that. But it's hard to set all this stuff up.
Yeah. It's the, you know, popping. What I mean? The popping.
That's going to be done electronically.
All right.
That's already fixed. Every plate. Every plate, full plates, fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. Every plate makes home cooking easy and affordable, and it's much cheaper alternative. Listen, the firemen are on their way to Every Plate. They love Every Plate. It's cheaper, much cheaper alternative to take out, but just as delicious now when there's no groceries because of the supply chain. Every Plate has got your back. Think of it this way. One meal from Every Plate is the same as a cup of coffee. Let Every Plate plan, shop, deliver everything you need delicious to your door. It comes in a box. You put it together in 30 minutes. They got the recipe. It's the whole deal. Definitely faster than a trip to the grocery store and starting a meal from scratch. And if, like I've said before, if you're like me and you have a lovely wife who is not cooking, who's more focused on her political stuff, when the Every Plate box comes and suddenly her interest is piqued,
suddenly she was cooking meals left and right, and then asked me, and she didn't say this about the blue chew. She said, where did this come from? She said, you're not going to use that blue chew on me, sir.
Pure stiff breezes.
But every plate, she said, this is so cool. You have to say a lot of nice things about it. And she made these really tasty, like, sweet meatballs. And everything was great. Listen, Zuckerman, what the hell's going on out here? Every plate! Choose 17 recipes that change every week. Swap proteins and veggies. Every plate is 50% cheaper than a meal made from the grocery store ingredients. It's the perfect time to focus on saving money. Give yourself and your wallet a break. Enjoy delicious, affordable meals delivered to your door. That's right. It just comes to your door. A box of food, and it's awesome. What do you do? Hold on. I've done this. I've done that. Here's the offer. Try every plate for $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com, entering the code Spike911. Everyplate.com, enter the code Spike911. Get started with every plate for just $1.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code Spike199. What did I say before? 911?
You said 911.
Yeah. Oh, at Spike199. If you ever get into trouble with these things, you can DM me on Instagram, and I'll look them up, and I'll figure it out. Frequently, they're wrong, by the way, even when I read them. Right. They go, I tried it. It didn't work, man. I go, yeah, it's Spike199. Everyplate.com, Spike199. That's it. Check it out. That's up to $100 value. Boy, you're making money if you're listening to us today.
Yeah.
Let's see what we're doing on time here. We're 40 minutes in. We've got to do real insurance stories of Zuckerman, but before we do that, I wanted to ask you, either of you, about this because I couldn't figure out this story that Porsche is doing. Porsche has been testing an innovative new product with 3D printed body form full bucket seats. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Seats have been tested with customers that have provided feedback to the sports manufacturer, allowing them to go into production. The customized seats are available as part of the new performance parts offering from Porsche Tech Equipment. Here's what I don't understand what they're offering here. Are they saying they'll 3D... It upload Zuckerman's body and make a seat that he'll be happy in, a sports
seat?
That's
how I understand it, that you'll get a carbon fiber bucket that is tailored to your body to some extent, and I think you'll be dissatisfied.
The only, yeah, 100%. But why did he get around crash?
They can get right.
I don't think – if you change the color of the airbag cover, you have to crash a car. So with a seat, that's a pretty big component of crash standards.
Then maybe it's just for off-road use. Is that different?
Here's what they say.
Could be track only, or real quick, could be Europe only. Could not be for the U.S., which is more common.
That could be. With three different rigidity grades, customers can choose the grade best suited to their need. Poor says, I think that's a guy's name, the seats provide slightly lower seat position, improved thigh support, similar to what you get in a race car. Seats also have integrative passive ventilation. For Zuckerman's farts.
We gotta get our own soundboard.
Yeah, I gave myself one of those.
Oily.
what? Porsche, frat boys. Porsche also notes that compared to normal bucket seats, the new seat is 8% lighter. Lighter.
Okay. I just want, at this point,
available
in my
for
life,
everything.
I want a comfortable seat. I just want a comfortable seat. And I impress that upon you. Speaking of the GT2 RS.
You're right. He's going to die momentarily.
Yeah.
We always want
to. I get a comfortable coffin
for you. Why is your finger hovering over that button, motherfucker? Don't squelch me. Okay? So I see what you're doing. I see you over there. I'm going to break your little fingers.
I don't know which button I'm going to press right now.
But I've impressed upon you that the comfortable seats, the 18-way seats, are a better option for us. Forget the carbon fiber buckets, which look better, but they're not better.
I like them. I like
them
buckets.
Too.
I like the way they look, but I agree that they could be more comfortable. Some manufacturers have now made the back swivel a little bit so you can move it forward and back, and it's slightly adjustable, which does help with old man back pain. But
I think I'm at
a racing seat. There's something about it that really makes
I know. The seats look great in my 911R. They look great in the 4.0. I found them excruciating to be in. The 4.0 had a more comfortable seat than the later R.
But you have back issues.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So cause I love a hard bucket. I don't know. Like,
You love a hard bucket.
I'm just pressing buttons.
He loves a hard bucket, Mr. Blue Chew.
But I don't know. I find them very comfy. Like the Senna, for as miserable a car as the McLaren Senna is, like you basically sit on cement.
Yeah, and that's a rough.
I liked it. The suspension can go, you know, jump off a cliff. But I
need some press. You know, I haven't had press cars in a while. I don't know why.
You got to make calls.
I got to make some calls. Anyway, it's time for real insured stories. Ooh. From Zuckerman. Hold on. There's your theme music. Everybody loves real insurance stories from Zuckerman. There's the audience applauding. Listen to that. Sponsored by Policy Genius, the antidote to Zuckerman's insurance stories. Go ahead, Zuckerman. Take it away.
All right. So this guy, he owned a house over by Beverly Alvarado area. Little house, little bungalow. And on the property, what's called the Parkway, which is strip of dirt between the sidewalk and the curb, was the biggest ficus tree you've ever seen. It was enormous, and it grew over his house, and it was a female ficus tree, so it dropped that red berry shit all over his house all year long. I think his name was Romulo or something, and he went to the city, and he complained about this tree soiling his house. He went for years, please do something about this tree, and they wouldn't do shit for this guy. So he decided that he'd get his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law was going to stand on the sidewalk, and Romulo was going to climb high up into the tree with a gas-powered chainsaw. The brother-in-law was supposed to yell chicky or something like that if someone was coming on the sidewalk. What they didn't anticipate was the power of the sound of the gas-powered chainsaw would prevent Romulo from hearing his brother-in-law yell up to him. So my guy comes along on a bicycle. And as he's coming down the street, the brother-in-law is trying to scream, hey, stop.
Romulo.
Romulo couldn't hear it.
Chicky.
Whatever
that means.
Jeez, it's the cops or whatever. And right at that moment, a giant branch came down and squashed my client.
Oh, no.
And
keep going.
And then, so I made a claim against his insurance company, and they wrote back, we're not paying your client. Your client shouldn't have been riding a bicycle on the sidewalk. What about climbing up in a tree unlicensed with a chainsaw and cutting large branches off? And I loved Romulo. I sued him, but he was just so honest. He says, yeah, I did it. The city made me crazy. They would not fix this problem. I had to take it into my own hands. And I know I shouldn't have been up there with a chainsaw cutting trees. And eventually the insurance company saw the light of day and said, yes, probably the problem is us with the chainsaw, not your guy being on a bicycle on the sidewalk.
There's some applause for you, Zuckerman. That was Zuckerman's Real Insurance Story, sponsored by Policy Genius.
Names.
They make it easy for you to compare home and auto insurance all in one place. They can help you find home and auto coverage similar to what you have now, but at a lower price. They've saved customers an average of $1,250 per year over what they were paying for home and auto insurance. They've saved new customers an average of $435 per year in auto insurance. They saved new customers an average of $350 per year on home insurance. So go to policygenius.com, answer a few quick questions about your property, about your car, about you, about Zuckerman. Don't forget to tell them on the survey. How did you hear about Policy Genius? Just Zuckerman. Write one word, Zuckerman.
Did you see that? Zuckerman, he canceled us. He turned our mics off for that commercial.
It's great. Yeah, I know. No, when I'm doing an ad, power. I can just do this, and then I can finish the ad. Head to policygenius.com. That's right, policygenius.com, to get your home and auto insurance and protect yourself from chainsaws. There you go. Now you're up.
Yeah, your mic was off when you said all that.
No, it wasn't. No, I turned ours off, and when he was on... So he could just get his story out. It's good.
You're about 6 feet away from being a one-man band at this point. You need a kick drum and like a...
I know.
A squeeze box under your arm.
But I do, once I figure it out and get all the right gear, and then you guys don't have to hold the mics, and then you have headphones and you can hear what's going on,
I don't know. Have you said you used to do radio though?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're on a show like a Stern show and they're always playing sound effects, it's really distracting. So in some ways, it's probably better that you're not hearing them.
I want to know what sound effect you're doing. I want to know how you're fucking with
watching,
me.
That's just the same face that my kids make when I exert control over them. They're helpless. Stuckerman, yes. I've never seen you look helpless before like that.
Helpless.
That was kind of charming.
He pays for that normally.
I want to see it. Well, we can all put our heads together and figure out because we have, let's see, 9 times 3. We can
27?
Do 27 of these things. And like I said, Jack, this is the first step where I know we're a little behind. We're going to record a bunch of Zuckermanisms. We're going to take some of our stuff out of context. And then we can have any other sound effect that comes up in the show. I mean,
it's great.
Think about that. A Leno thing. A Jerry beat. What's the deal with that? We can take those things and use them whenever we like out of context. Music.
It's great. I think it's great.
You know, I just have to figure out how to upload it and then
I've been watching. I think you just did nothing but sad trombone the entire show.
That's our favorite.
I mean, it's
Cash Register's my second favorite.
There you go. That little. Yeah, we need something better than the drum kick. That's really played out.
I like ka-ching.
Yeah, money one.
Money.
That's good. A Porsche accelerating, some sort of sound effect that way. I'll find some stuff. All right. This is good. You guys got me thinking.
We need a fart noise.
You think so?
What about a blue chew noise?
Blue chew noise is what we need.
Is a blue chew noise?
Well, it'll be like that, you know, diving board sound.
Yes.
Or like a chewing.
Some ASMR, right? Yeah.
Yes, I don't like that stuff. You watch that
Some of it's pretty good.
Horrible.
Like that,
really?
I hate it.
I'm
with Zuckerman.
If you have been following my stories, that guy in Japan, Rolex underscore world, who takes a broken watch and in
we like that
45 seconds, but he's doing ASMR.
No,
he does
no
the little
noise.
No, he does.
I watch it on mute.
He does the sounds. He does this.
You
don't like those because he really does it in a very pleasing way.
I just think I like, you know, Instagram stories are visually cool, but the noises are just awful. So I just always leave my phone.
Who
on
wants
mute.
To listen to someone cutting a bar of soap?
No, exactly.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever.
Yeah, but Rolex World Zuckerman.
That guy's great.
I'm getting a lot of feedback. Like, and I'm like with these people. I watch it 10 times in a row, and sometimes I have to take myself out of it. It's so satisfying and pleasing. Not just the visual of the broken Submariner turned into something beautiful, but the sound of the bezel landing and the crispness in the turn.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. I'm with Paul. It just doesn't do a single thing for me, that ASMR stuff.
Maybe this is a Jewish thing.
It could be a Jewish thing.
Hyperacusis. We Jews hate sounds. It's true. But, you know, the sounds. You know,
I'm playing applause.
Sounds and volume.
Yeah, because when you guys make mouth noises or rattling ice, whistling. Do you know Jews don't whistle? You know why?
I whistle.
Okay. Well, you should look it up. Why Jews don't like whistling.
Wait, what?
You know what whistling is? It's the sound of an empty head. That is what whistling is, according to. And it also will hearken the dibbiks, the spirits.
Well, that's probably true, the second part.
The dibbiks?
Yes,
I have heard that being very sensitive to sound is a sign of hyperintelligence. Like extremely smart people, they can't stand if they hear someone chewing.
Right,
most
and then
it doesn't bother.
And then the sufferer mocks the tormentor.
Well, that's because cruelty and hyperintelligence often go hand in hand.
Yes,
case in point.
But the whistling and the humming is the sound of an empty head. Don't do it.
I mean, I'm not good at whistling, but I like to whistle. I mean, you know.
Go ahead, take us out with a whistle.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great whistle.
That was the way to end the show. Just you. This is what it sounds like. That's what that sounded like.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm smiling. It's hard to whistle while you smile.
Well, we've talked a lot. Porsche Taycans. Talked about the Audi e-tron GT, which I hope to get from Audi as well.
E-tron GT.
We want to thank DraftKings, our new sponsor, Every Plate Policy Genius, and of course, Blue Chew.
Our favorite.
Favorite. DraftKings is everywhere, though. I mean, you know, watching these baseball games, you know how they're putting a little ad on the mound now, which I don't know how I feel about. So
you should feel bad about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right, to put it on the mound off to the little side.
Why do they have a little logo on the ball, a superimposed logo? When they throw the pitch, there's a little logo on there.
It's, yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, at a certain point, just leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to have to, you know, always be pitch the product.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the great racetrack in Alabama, Miller. I think it's Miller. But anyways, it's a motorcycle track, and the guy made his fortune. His dad had like carnation powdered milk, right? So the only ad on the track is that, and then everyone was like, "It looks weird not to have ads." So he got like gigantic metal spiders and shit like that made up. Just to shut them up. So you're driving in.
I like that. Huge, but you know, what we should do? We should have some new. We should a new market for naming rights. I want to name people's children. I want to purchase naming rights for your kid, and I bet people would let us name their children.
It's like an NFT.
Yes, like,
but it's a tangible.
I give you $1,000. I can name your kid.
Yeah,
okay. Non-fungible.
Do you remember the story?
Really? Sure, someone would let you do that.
Oh, hundreds of people.
But why? What are you going to name
it? Because the point is that this is how corrupt society's become with all of this naming and money and whatever. So what if I name your kid Kidney? Okay.
But first of all, there's probably
Stone. I'm going to give you $1,000. The birth certificate is going to say Kidney. Kidney Ferriston.
I know someone named Stone. Kidney Stone. You could name her baby
Kidney Stone, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
We want naming rights, and we'll create a market. Bidding to name.
An auction.
An auction, yeah.
But that do you remember that story? There was like four kids one weekend that turned out were named Sports Center. And it was one of those things where it's like the husband didn't want a kid, the wife wanted a kid, and then the wife said, I'll let you name it whatever you want if we can just have a fifth child. And there was like four Sports Center born one weekend.
Clearly that's not true.
Apparently it's true.
It's just four random people the same weekend named their kids Sports Center.
Yeah, look it up. Somebody with a phone, look it up.
I don't think it matters anymore. I remember when Gwyneth Paltrow named her daughter,
Apple.
I guess. Apple. And it was so crazy in the moment. Now it's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
I mean, happens. I have a text thread with two people that we just like horrible names we hear at the park.
Right.
Like, one day Bono was playing with Eno. I mean, it's just like the worst, you know.
No, I know.
Raisin.
Please let me name your next kid.
No.
I'll name it Gristle.
Well, Gristle's
Gristle Lieberman.
All of the Dylans. What was Mozart's first name? There's
Wolfgang.
Amadeus.
There's a lot of Wolfgangs. The moms think if I give him a genius name.
Oh, yeah.
He will be a genius. It's all it takes. You just have to give him the genius name.
And
they're minutes away from Wolfgang, clean up an aisle three. Amadeus.
Right.
Okay, clean up the men's room in the 76 station.
There's
feces on the floor.
Popular right now.
There's an Adonis in one of my friends' class. Adonis. Hey,
oh, there's lots of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adonis.
It doesn't work. It's that one's not going to bear out.
What would that nickname be? Adenoid?
Adonis?
Hey,
Adonis? Dawn. Probably Dawn. Dawn.
Here's what I think. You want to get to something real? You name these kids when they're 17. You go, I've had enough. I've had 17 years now to understand who you are and what you will be to society. Before you turn 18, here's what I'm going to call you. Right? You are Moron Ferriston. There you go. That's going to be your life. It's very clear to me. Or you are Amadeus. Go ahead. You are going to do well in the world. But the naming before we know who they are is a really bad idea.
But see, nobody named Amadeus has done well for 300 or 400 years. You know what I mean? Like if
doesn't
you're
have
Aristotle,
a good track record these days.
If you're Aristotle, like you're two millennium out of touch, right? You know, you need like Elon would be a good one.
I want Steve to become popular again. Steve, Robert.
Great
really
name.
Basic names. Yeah, let's go back to basic names.
He's going to die.
That's all evidence that I'm dying.
Put on the captain's head, Zuckerman.
Yeah, crabby old Zuckerman.
It's time to die. There you go. That's it. That's our show, folks.
I'm going to leave a letter for you.
Get a
open.
Lot of applause. Johnny Lieberman on my right. Zuckerman, dead center.
Dead.
And I'm Spike Ferriston. We'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio. That's right.
Let's start. Goodbye, man.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.